All right, so we're diving deep today, folks. You ready for this?
Always ready to dive in.
We're going where no podcast has gone before, talking about, you know, building a network, but not just any network, a network powered by AI right in your neighborhood.
Yeah, this is some next level stuff.
It's mind blowing, right? People have been asking us about this for a while. And honestly, it's something we've been thinking about a lot, too.
It all comes down to this idea of, you know, A-land and B-land.
Okay, stop right there. A-land and B-land. I gotta admit, I'm not familiar with these terms. Can you break it down for us?
Well, there are concepts that were kind of like dreamed up by these two guys, Alan Jossett and Terry Burgee. They saw the internet, you know, all its possibilities.
Be like the raw potential of the web.
Yeah, exactly. That's A-land. It's the processes, the opportunities, the whole shebang. But then there's B-land.
Which is?
B-land is all about making that raw power accessible to everyone, even if you're not a tech whiz.
So like a simplified version of the internet.
You could say that. Think of it as a universal language for the internet. A default setting that everyone understands, no matter how tech-savvy you are.
I like where this is going. Tell me more.
Well, imagine controlling your smart home, getting local news, or even contributing to neighborhood projects, all using simple, everyday language, no complicated code, no confusing interfaces. That's the dream of B-land.
It's almost like taking the intimidation factor out of the internet.
Right. It's about making tech work for everyone, not just the tech-savvy few.
That makes a lot of sense. But how does this tie into building a neighborhood network?
Okay, so the idea is to create what's called a meshed FOG network.
FOG, as in like the weather phenomenon.
Not quite, although it does involve connecting things together. FOG stands for Field Operations Gateway. Basically, it's like a mini self-contained internet just for your neighborhood. It's all decentralized and localized.
So instead of relying on big telecom companies, you're essentially creating a self-sufficient network within your community.
Exactly. And the meshed part, that means these networks can link up with other FOG networks, creating a whole web of interconnected local hubs. And guess what's running the show?
I have a feeling you're going to say AI.
You got it. AI is the brains behind this whole operation, orchestrating everything. One of the papers we were looking at talked about the potential for hyperlocal data sharing. Think about it. A community-owned weather station feeding data straight to your smart home.
So your thermostat automatically adjusts based on real-time weather updates. Or maybe your phone reminds you to grab an umbrella on your way out the door.
Precisely. It's about harnessing the power of AI to make our lives easier and our communities more connected. And that's just scratching the surface.
I bet. We're talking about faster internet speeds, too. Right?
Yeah.
Because data doesn't have to travel as far.
Oh, absolutely. But it goes beyond speed. It's also about resource sharing tools, 3D printers, whatever the community needs, all managed through this AI-powered network.
So we're hitting on efficiency, sustainability, community building. This is impressive stuff.
And with A-land's focus on decentralized content creation, imagine the possibilities for local learning and skill sharing.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Taking a virtual cooking class from a neighbor who's a chef, or learning a new language from someone down the street.
Exactly. It's like a digital town square where you're connecting with people who live right around you.
It could even revolutionize local governance. Imagine voting on community issues, participating in forums, or even proposing initiatives all through this network.
The potential is huge.
So to recap, A-land and B-land create this user-friendly internet experience, while these meshed FOG networks provide the infrastructure, all powered by AI.
It could truly bridge the digital divide, you know, making information and opportunity accessible to everyone.
This isn't just about better internet. It's about building a better future, a more connected future. And that brings us to the big question for our listeners.
Oh.
How could this transform your neighborhood? What would B-land and AI-driven networks mean for your daily life? It's something to think about, folks, because this could be the start of something truly incredible.
A more inclusive, connected, and empowered future.
And who knows what amazing possibilities are waiting just around the corner? We encourage you to explore these ideas, do your own research, and imagine the possibilities.
The future is waiting to be built.
And who knows, maybe that future starts right in your own neighborhood.